Welcome to LiveWire, to Gateway Weekly Podcast, where you hear the latest messages and sermons fresh from the Sunday service. This edition of LiveWire has been brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.
A blessed Sunday, everybody, and it's good to have you once again join us in this worship celebration. And I do hope, or I did hope, that you enjoyed the worship that was led by our team this morning. So before we continue on, why don't we open this morning with a word of prayer as we dedicate this time unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, we are blessed and privileged that we can come together as a community, distant as we are, but we continue, Lord God, to thank you for the wonderful opportunity of worship. And as we continue to prepare our hearts to receive your word, Father, allow your anointing to be amidst of us. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. And again, this is a beautiful day, as I've said a while back. And today I have the privilege to share with you a message I have entitled, Why What I Believe Matters. Why What I Believe Matters. Everybody, you know, almost anyone, you know, young and old, we have our own perception of the things around us. We have our own set of opinions, you know, or other people in the business or marketplace would say business philosophy, or those that are in the ministry would say ministry or church philosophy. But really, how about you? Why do you think whatever that is that you believe matters? This is exactly what we're going to talk about. And let me kind of kick off this particular sermon with the verse in the book of Proverbs on chapter 4, verse 23. Dito po sinabi po, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. And this is very powerful because truly, you know, in a paraphrase form, whatever you think becomes you. Kung ano po yung pinaniniwalaan natin, pinaninindigan natin, at malimit ay niyayakap nating paniniwala o, you know, pananaw, yun po ang ating madalas kinahihinatnan. So as we continue on further and just believe, just the same, we begin to realize, you know, history has taught us way back a couple of years ago. We know it as the 9/11, you know, terror attack. This particular event, you know, that was a coordinated, you know, kind of terrorist attack on the United States, kind of changed not only the United States of America in terms of how they perceive security and the likes. In fact, that kind of triggered all along, you know, a set of security that airports would implement. You know, this is very unique. You know, unlike the pandemic that we have experienced or are still experiencing today, makikita po natin na this is not seemingly just, you know, a virus that kind of contaminated, you know, and halted the entire, you know, as we know it, society or civilization. But the different, you know, kind of aspect of this terror attack is because it believed, or I should say, it kind of began with a belief system of a particular group that, you know, terror is a way of kind of forwarding their cause. In short, you know, worldwide security is ever intensified as a result. New radicals are recruited to its fold, and more so, random terror worldwide escalated because of a movement of individuals who believe a particular, okay, or embrace a particular truth that they believed in. At wala po itong pagkakaiba, no? Now, this is probably the extreme way to kind of describe it all together. But just the same, I think we need to realize one thing. And that is, you know, living in an example of a world in fear, okay? It's chilling to realize how people can believe a certain ideology and allow it to drive them, okay, towards some acts of unimaginable terror and evil. Okay, and wala po itong pagkakaiba. Probably today it has been modernized, or, you know, as we would call it, contemporarily, you know, seen, you know, proliferated by media and the likes or whatever or what have you. Pero dito po nakikita natin that this particular after effect caused, you know, the entire society to change. A particular belief system, okay, can change not only an individual, but an entire society altogether. So, what happens when something like this is before us. When something like this happens, okay? Now, let's go back to our kind of real subject matter today. Now, in the book of Proverbs, again, verse 23 of chapter 4, it says there, the wisdom literature author, sabi po niya, be careful how you think, okay? Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Ang buhay natin, ang ating pakiwari, ang ating pakikitungo, okay, may kinalalaman po yung takbo ng ating isip, no? That is why it's very important that guard your belief, okay? Guard what you believe because it shapes your behavior and eventually affects your lifestyle. So, you know, I remember when I was still in the seminary back in the day and we were talking about or studying missiology in particular, okay? When we try to study the people groups and movement all around the world, and one of the most important factors that we were kind of discussing back in the classroom was the worldview of different, you know, kind of culture or people groups and how their belief system is something that shaped them altogether. Yung kanila pong paniniwala na nakaka-apekto po ng kanilang pakikisalamuha, yung gawin ng kanilang pamumuhay. And you have to understand the belief that I believe, you know, something that I build rather my life on is gonna be later on determining the way I deal with those that are around me. Everything you think of, perceive, view, life to be is actually definitive of your belief system. Okay? Now, understand this. I remember even, I think it was F.R. Lewis back in the 1930s when he said, people have the power to act on the basis of what they believe. Okay? We kind of are, if I may rephrase this word, he said this verbatimly, people are producers of meaning. Okay? Ibig sabihin, one thing doesn't need to be true. The moment a person or individuals embrace it, their worldview changes. Or changes forever. Kaya sa pagkakataong ito, napakahalaga po na tayong lalo-lalo ng mga mananampalataya, maunawaan po natin, no? Kung ano po yung mga iba't ibang pananaw that since time immemorial, even during the Bible times, no? Makikita po natin there are common views. And these common views or belief system as we know it has been proliferated not only by cultures or society or people groups, but also was translated or transferred from one generation to one generation. And one of the most common views is materialism. Okay? Materialism and, you know, one's ability or desire to just kind of, you know, around or allow their life, I should say, to revolve around the things that they have or own. Materialism actually confuses our value with our valuables. Minsan, nakakalimutan natin na we are not defined by what we own. Okay? You know, although, you know, a famous quote or bumper sticker probably that you would see, you know, kind of posted on the bumpers or vehicles, sabi po doon is, he that dies with the most toys win. My question is really, okay? Because at the end of the day, lahat po kung ano man meron ka, lahat po ng naipundar mo, bandang huli, hindi mo naman madadala sa hukay. Okay? So, makikita po natin na we need to understand because even Jesus himself said this, okay? A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possession. In short, hindi po na dadaan o nasusukat sa dami ng ari-arian natin, ng holdings, ng properties, our money in the bank does not define us or does not, for the most part, define or describe, you know, or whether the quality of life that we're living, maybe materially we are affluent. Tayo po ay masagana, lahat ng kailangan natin nandiyan, may kotse tayo, may bahay, may pagkain. You know, business is good, it's booming. But still, okay, at the end of the day, we could be the most miserable person as a result. So, you have to understand this. Do not confuse your net worth with self-worth. Let me say that again. Do not confuse your net worth with your self-worth. Okay, a lot of people are rich, and I'm not saying it's wrong. You know, I'm happy for you. But you have to understand, hindi dahil you are gaining more in terms of material possession, in terms of affluence or comforts, in terms of, you know, what people would say as the quality of life. But at the end, if you are inside, remember Jesus when he said this, what profits a man? Even if he gains the whole world, but loses his soul. So, kung titignan po natin, you know, the drama in all this is, you know, at the end of the day, wala po tayong madadala when our time comes. Another common view is what we would call today as narcissism. Or apart from materialism, narcissism. Yung iba naman, they are like consumed with self. No, it's about me. It's all about me. It's me. You see that? You know, lahat po, you know, medyo this is kind of related with materialism. Meron ba kayong mga kaibigan na minsan, they would come to you and say, Chong, bago yung sapatos ko. Alam mo, ganda niyan, mahal niyan. No? 8,000 yan, 15,000 yan. Pag nagsuot sila, maggarbo, maganda rilo. You know, balot na balot po sila ng mga apparels sa katawan. No? Pero pag sinabi mo, ganun ba? Ganda naman ng sapatos mo. Wow, ganda naman ng bagong kotse mo. Maglibre ka naman. Wala nga akong pere. Now, sometimes it's ironic. People are so consumed, you know, with oneself, with no regard for others. But remember this, the Bible says this, okay? Consider others more than yourself. And even Jesus said, he that tries to save his life will lose it. But he that loses his life for my sake will gain it. What does that mean? Okay? That's just simply about learning to surrender oneself, okay, to the real concept of life that is defined by, you know, relationship with the divine, relationship with the Lord. Because after all, at the end of the day, I think it was Blaise Pascal who pieced it all together in a very, very powerful statement. Nung sinabi po niya, there is a God-made vacuum within a man that no one can fill except God. Yung totoo pong mga kauhawan, pangangailangan, kumbaga yung mga lungkot, no, natin, ang makakapagbigay lang talaga nung totoong kumbaga kumpiyansa sa sarili, the real confidence, the real peace is God. You know, and most of the people that we see in the world around us today, sabi nga nila, tawag nila dyan sa Americans lang, is the rat race or keeping up with the Joneses, right? I think it was Dr. Ron Jensen who said this, na sabi niya, remember, in the rat race, the rat runs until it dies. In short, sa bandang huli, look at this. In the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 25, Jesus himself kind of talked about this. If you try to keep your life for yourself, you will lose it. As I mentioned earlier. But if you give up your life for me, you will find true life. Because as we know it, you know, life is not simply defined by what we have. Another common view. This is a big word. Hedonism. What is hedonism? Hedonism is, you know, an ancient word or a classic word that is used to describe life is all about pleasure. No? Epicurus, you know, one of the Greek philosopher who said that the movement called Epicureanism, who kind of highlights, sabi niya, the greatest good is pleasure. Okay? That the greatest good is pleasure. When you are enjoying it, doesn't matter if it's done the wrong way or the right way, as long as you are pleased, you are pleasured, then that's the ultimate good. That life is all about pleasure. Pero is it? Because, you know, a lot of people are simply like, araw-araw gumigimik, araw-araw humahanap ng gigimikan, na doon na lang po umiikot ang buhay nila. Okay? At nagpa-party na lang na nagpa-party. Parang kung hindi man sila nagpa-party, hahanap ng ma-jojoinan, yung mga tipar, no? As they would call that, no? Yung mga gimmick, yung mga happening, no? Hindi, alam nyo, hindi po masaya, masamang magsaya. You know? In moderation, in the right way, in the context of what is acceptable and good, not because it is dictated by society, but you know that with, you know, at the same time, moderation, no? And a lot of people are simply in this. In Proverbs 21, another powerful kind of, you know, word. I got this from the Message translation. At sabi niya po dito, parang simply paraphrase. Sabi niya, are you addicted to thrills? Okay, what an empty life. The pursuit of pleasure is never satisfied. And even Solomon, the wisest, the richest king who lived and walked the earth, said this, okay, that everything under the sun is vanity. It's empty. It's you know, at the end of the day, it does not really satisfy you. So, what about pragmatism? Ito naman po, a lot of us, you know, we try to find, you know, we kind of lean towards more, gravitate towards, you know, pragmatism. And what is pragmatism? Other word for pragmatism is being practical. You know, sabi niya, do whatever you think is right. Na parang it's practical, you know, and, you know, magtipid ka. Tama naman yun, no? Pero minsan, you know, you have to distinguish, you know, being stingy from being frugal, no? Yung iba talagang sumobra naman ang kuripot, sumobra naman ang pagiging maramot, no? Na kasi nga sa hirap naman talaga ng buhay ngayon, dapat practical ka. Huwag ka munang gumigimik, you know, pero sa sobrang tipid naman po, no? May pera naman, may kakayanan naman, pero tinitipid ang sarili na sa nagmumukha ng busabos, no? My point is simply, you know, there has to be a good balance, you know. In reality, balance is so hard to achieve. I remember one of my professors back in the day, you know, in church growth, talked about Wascom Piquet. And Wascom Piquet is a very good or celebrated pragmatist back in the day. But he, my professor, you know, I kind of remember him saying this. There has to be a good, you know, equilibrium between things. Okay? You cannot really achieve balance, a perfect balance, balancing family and work, balancing church and ministry. You know, it's hard to do that because you're like juggling balls, no? Pero ang ibig po niya sabihin, sabi niya, there has to be more of a proper integration. Ibig sabihin, huwag natin pinagbo-boxing yung trabaho natin at saka yung ating pamilya because they are all in all together. Okay? Hindi ka naman pwedeng hindi magtrabaho, magugutom ang pamilya mo. Diba? Hindi naman pwedeng puro ka nalang trabaho at mapabayaan mo ang pamilya mo. They have to work together. That after a day's work of being tired and, you know, wasted, you know, kind of, you know, wrong choice, I mean, very poor choice of word, but, you know, ibig sabihin, spent from the day, uuwi ka naman sa isang pamilya na kung saan, you know, may panahon ka para to regain your strength, to kind of be emotionally supported and the likes. Now, the thing is, pragmatism is good. But in moderation, okay? Do it as long as you get what you want. It's not really pragmatism. That's more being narcissistic. Okay? Na parang gano'n na may panahon din, no? Na okay naman mag-church. Basta wag lang sobra kasi baka lumapas ka ng langit. Sabi nila, no? I remember, you know, a lot of friends that I have before when I was dedicating my time, so much time in ministry, sabi sa akin, Sol, medyo hinahinay kasi baka lumampas ka ng langit. Ang sagot ko na lang is, mabuti na yung lumampas ng langit, bumagsak ka, langit pa rin. Paano kumbitin? Right? But you have to understand, you know, you have to have a very good balance, you know, or as I've said a while back, integration of the things around us. There is a way, look at this, that seems right to a man. But, sabi niya, the end leads to death. Hindi lahat ng akala natin, sabi nga nila, walang akalang tama. Kasi kung tama, hindi na yun akala. But look at this. For the most part of it, we go through life. No? And unahin ko muna to, unahin ko muna. No. You have to learn how to manage it. Be a good steward. And in the next sermons that we're gonna, you know, be discussing about being good stewards, not only of time, but of talent and treasures. But understand this. Okay, important. It's important to be a pragmatist, but don't always rely on things that are practical because there are times that the Lord would bother the normal, okay, to show you the supernatural. Let me say that again. There are times that God would bother the normal or disturb the normal to show you the supernatural, and you would realize that even being practical at that point. Now, alam niyo. Last year, same time as this, 2020, I'm so excited. Because I was, you know, I put up a very good plan, very pragmatic plan. There's timelines, there are like descriptions, policies, etc., steps that needed to follow, because it's the most practical way to do it. But little did I know that the virus will initiate a lockdown that at the end of the day, you know, made me to ditch the entirety of the plan that I have drawn the year ahead. So alam niyo, sometimes God will disturb the practical. No? So as we continue on further with this, as we talked about these common views, as we continue to kind of realize what is before us, we come to another common view, being a naturalist or naturalism. Ano po ito? That God doesn't exist or matter. You know, this is a common view held by many, okay, young generation, okay, millennials and the likes na okay lang, you know, let's be merry, you know, and drink, be merry, be happy, tomorrow we die. You know, after all, we're just, you know, a consciousness afloat, you know. Na ibig sabihin, if I die, my body expires, I'm just gonna be transported to another consciousness, and they will just say, who? The force be with you. But, I mean, it's nice to watch that, watching Star Wars. But you have to understand, Star Wars is a sci-fi. It's not the real thing. And being a naturalist does not really define the real existence of who you are. Because, you know, marami nagsasabi, you know, in Invictus by William Ernest Henley, he said this, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. And that may be very, very good, you know, statement as to get to put, you know, to kind of argue. But really, because you have to understand this from the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 20 to 22, very clearly, sabi po dito ni Apostle Paul. From the beginning of creation, God has shown what He is like by, I mean, all He has made. In short, the universe, the known universe as we know it today. Okay, the stars, the, you know, the billions of stars in the galaxy and the likes, you know. Sabi po doon, even David said, Lord, the heavens declare your glory. Okay, and Paul continued on by saying, that's why those people, okay, don't have any excuse. They know about God, but they don't honor Him or even thank Him. They claim to be wise, but they are fools. You know, let's kind of define the word fool for a short while. A fool is not necessarily a person who is unwise. In fact, a fool is somebody who is aware of the truth, but ignores the truth. That's exactly what makes them fools. Because alam na nila kung ano yung totoo, alam nila kung ano yung tama, pero bagkus, ginagawa pa rin nila yung mali. Diba? Sabi nila is, pare, alam mo bang nakakasira ng buhay yan, yung, no, ng pamilya, yung babae? Sabi niya, oo naman, alam ko naman. Diba? Eh, ba't mo ginagawa? No, diskarte na lang. Hindi ko naman ginugutom ang pamilya ko eh. Look at those mindsets. You know, I'm not trying to kind of single out any person. But let me ask you. Right? Nasumukan niyo na ba ginawa niyo yung mali? Kahit na alam niyong tama? And that kind of bona fide, I mean, makes you a bona fide or bona fide fool. Anong ibig sabihin? You know, hindi mo na kailangan yung paliwanag. Kitang-kita naman sa ginagawa mo eh. And the worst is, you know, when we deny God, no? Na, bahala na. Now, Bertrand Russell, one of my kind of admired authors, sabi po niya, if you remove the question of God, then you remove the question of purpose. Ibig sabihin, if you deny God, then there's no purpose. Tama po ba? Now, even if we could keep doing church, we keep doing good things, you know, humanistic things, those are good. But if God is not in the equations of the things that we do, if He's not in the equations of the things that we are kind of mingling with, then it's aimless, it's purposeless. Kaya nga, mga pati sa Panginoon, no, as we continue, alam kong there's a lot of these common views, and apart from that, pragmatism, apart from naturalism, is what others would call humanism. And humanism is, you know, it's very confusing because people, you know, when there's a flood, there's a calamity, you know, everybody rush in to help. And that's, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. But as I've said kanina, if the purpose is simply for doing good and God is not in the equation, it's purposeless, because para nating sinasabing you are good, no, in your own way. You are your own God. I am enough. You know, at the center of the universe is man. The sun revolves around us. You're wrong to think that you are the center of the universe. So, as I was saying, you know, minsan hindi po natin hindi natin sinasabi, pero most of the time, parang ganun na rin eh. That, yes, we say, we're more agnostic, you know? Anong ibig sabihin ng agnostic? Hindi natin dinideny that there is God, pero hindi rin tayo naniniwala at some point that, you know, there is God. And we just simply depend on our human capacity or our being, kumbaga, you know, humane as the very basis of good. And we simply, you know, short to saying, we are our own God. So, put together into a mix, Romans 12, okay, or Romans 1, I should say, chapter 20, verse 22. Sabi niya, they exchange the truth of God for a lie. Hindi natin dinideny, pero alam natin deep inside us that we don't really uphold the truth. And sabi niya, worship created things rather than the Creator. And this is something that is, you know, kind of, you know, sometimes, ang hirap pong ipaliwanag, ang hirap unawain, ang hirap. Sabi ko nga kanina, alam mo na nga yung, remember the word fool? Na alam mo yung tama, pero ginagawa mo pa rin yung mali, no? That you know that God exists. Probably. Or probably, you're not sure and you're half-hearted towards it. But you cannot deny the truth. I remember one of my professors, you know, back in the day, who said, you know, the truth is never afraid to be questioned. And you, when you hold the truth, sometimes you will probably be, you know, a little bit kind of in doubt at some point or unclarified. But at the end of the day, one thing about the truth, it will shed light to errors. No? So, alam niyo po, ang comparison po ng truth and lie is parang light and darkness eh. And if there's a unique characteristic between light and darkness is, ito po yun, no? Darkness, okay, can never overcome light. And it's the other way around. The light would always expel darkness. Every time there is light, no matter how dark it is, it will, okay, expel the darkness. Pero alam nyo, hindi, nasubukan nyo na bang pumunta kayo doon sa pinakamalalim na yungib, pinakamadilim na lugar sa mundong ibabaw? You know, probably you did spelunking, no? Spelunking is caving. Nagpunta ka sa malalim na yungib, no? Tapos kumuha ka ng garapon, nilagay mo doon yung dilim, no? Tapos nilabas mo yung dilim sa liwanag. And I mean, pwede mo bang pawalan yung dilim para yung liwanag maging madilim? That is something you can't do. However, you can put on even the tiniest spark or even, okay, yung the palest, no? Yung pinakamalabong liwanag at dalahin mo sa ilalim na pinakamadilim. Magliliwanag pa rin. That is how the truth is all about. Okay? Truth expels darkness. And one of the most important view after all those views that we have discussed is probably why we're here today is theism. Theism is believing that God is existing and that God made me for a purpose, that God made you, my dear friend, for a purpose. And it may be your first time to view this, but let me just kind of, for a short while, for your consideration. Have you really ever considered God? That God did not just randomly allow you to come into this world just like that? That God brought you into this world with a purpose? Because everything, the Bible says, is created by God and for God. You are created for God. So, I thank God because my life and who I am is not defined by what happens around me. Whatever I have gone through, whatever my past has been, that does not define me. But I am rather defined by what God says I am. Look at Colossians 1:16. For everything, absolutely everything above and below, visible and invisible, everything God started in Him and finds its purpose in Him. You will find your purpose in God alone. So, at the end of the day, when you get to ask, why does it matter what I believe? Bakit mahalaga kung ano yung pinaniniwalaan ko? Dahil kung ano man po yung niyayakap at pinaniniwalaan natin, as again, let me repeatedly say again, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Kung ano yung iisip natin, no? And no offense intended. Some of us, we suffer emotional, okay, backlash. Okay? Some of us, you know, they would say it's a psychological disorder because you overthink. But really, in reality, it's more of a brokenness in spirit. We feel anxious. We have anxiety attacks. We have manic episodes. Because why are those things happening? Because those are actually a proof, or those are proof that we second-guess ourselves. That we come to a point wherein we ask, you know, and we are put into a situation that, you know, we think that we are less or we are incapable, that, you know, we cannot bear anymore what's going on around us. But realize this, my dear friend, you are not defined by what is happening to you or what other people does to you or even by what you say you are. You are defined by who God is to you and with what God says you are. Okay? What you believe shapes you. Okay? And belief determines one's behavior. At the end of the day, napakahalaga po na unawain natin kung ano po yung pinaniniwalaan natin. So, as we kind of draw to our close, our responses to this argument, always be ready, sabi niya, to give a logical defense to anyone who asks you, or no, to account for the hope that is in you. But do it courteously and respectfully. Ibig sabihin, ihayag po natin yung mainam na balita at yung katotohanan na hayag po ng salita ng Diyos. Pero let's be gentle also in doing it, that we do not do it kind of rubbing salt into injury. Okay? Look at this, Proverbs 29. I love this. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend, okay, to what He reveals, I love this. The revelations of God, the very revelation of God, of who He is and who is, I mean, who are we to Him, rather. They are most blessed. When God reveals who He is to us and makes us realize what we are to Him, we begin to realize that it's a fantastic love story. Your Father loves you, not because of what you've done, but because of what He has done. So kung titingnan po natin, mga kapatid sa Panginoon, we start a whole new series together. Okay? What matters at the end of the day, hindi po mahalaga lang na malaman natin what's the argument behind. But at the end of the day, sabi nga nila, ang hirap kumbinsihin yung taong meron ng desisyon. Or as we would commonly say, ang hirap gisingin nung nagtutulog-tulogan. So your response, your choice, to whatever that is, that good thing that God is trying to kind of present or reveal you, is, I think, gonna be decided not by what He has for you or what's around you, but more so gonna be decided by what you choose to do or be. So, most of the time we say this, what you see, you believe. And yeah, partly it's true. But I'd like to kind of argue this morning, to present for your consideration, to kind of challenge you, because what you believe, you know, you defend at the end of the day. Ibig sabihin, nakikita natin, pinaniniwalaan natin, pero higit sa lahat sa bandang huli, kung niyakap natin yung nakikita natin, because we can see things, right? We can accept arguments that are presented to us. But at the end of the day, if we don't believe it, we can just trash it all together. Pero ito din naman ang isang napaka visible o halaga. Because what you believe, you defend. Kung ano madalas yung pinaniniwalaan natin, yun yung niyayakap natin at handa tayong ipagtanggol. So, it doesn't matter, no? Wala pong pagkakaiba. So, as we kind of come together to the close of this, How can I correct my worldview? Unang-una is learn the truth. What is true? What is important? As I've said kanina, yung comparison po ng liwanag at saka ng dilim, when the truth comes, it will expose the error. Learn the truth and never reject it. You know, get wisdom, self-control, and understanding, the book of Proverbs says. You know, and if you're wise, you will embrace the truth. You can't ground your life, especially your life values, you know, and beliefs on trends, you know, or truths. No? Ibig sabihin is, makita po natin dito, na let me just kind of qualify that more. No? Yung buhay na pinamumuhay natin, pwede nating, you know, kagaya ngayon, we have this on the social media platforms, you know, we have the word trending, no? What's trending, what's trending? And most of the time, even news, okay, that are sensationalized, almost seemingly become true even if they are unfounded. Ang dami po ngayon fake news, ang dami po ngayon false truths, okay? And we are living in a community, in a society that we have proliferated, okay, lies more than truths. Ang dali pong magpasikat, magpa-sensationalize ng mga maling balita. At marami nagla-like, niyayayakap, pinaniniwalaan kaagad. No? Pero hindi natin inuunawang maigi, ano pa talaga yung konteksto, yung pangyayari. And you can only validate those trends with the truth. What may be hip today may be obsolete tomorrow, tandaan natin yon. Yung mga niyayakap natin ngayon ng mga paniniwala, baka pagdating ng araw, because they are not grounded in the truth, we realize that we have founded our beliefs on lies. Because at the end, only the truth will last and remain. Even Jesus himself went on to say, okay, that this world will pass, but not even one jot in his word, okay, will pass. So, that's how we should consider truth. Learning to discern what is false and what is true. Okay, in the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, sabi niya, don't believe everything you hear. Carefully weigh and examine what people tell you. Not everyone who talks about God comes from God. Hindi dahil nagsasabing, I am a servant of God, and they appear. You know, you have to understand, today, we have a lot of people, and I'm not referring to anybody. You know them. You discern them. They are actually wolves in sheep's clothing. They are very good. Sabi ni Paul, having a form of godliness, but denying, okay, the truth. Okay? Rather, what we do today is turn from the world to the Word. Learn to look at this world from the lenses of the truth. Look at this world from the lenses of the truth. So as we end, concern yourselves rather with God's agenda. Because after all, at the end of the day, we need to realize one thing. Okay? As I've said, the truth of God remains. Napakahalaga po na maunawaan po natin, okay, that God, okay, will give you all you need from day to day if you make the kingdom of God your primary concern. Okay? And very famous verse, Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Guys, it's talking about not just seeking, you know, simply, because minsan ginagamit natin yung phrase na yon to kind of justify or kind of convince ourselves that all these things will be added. Hindi po. May precursor po yun. Saliksikin natin ang Diyos. No? The kingdom of God. What's in the kingdom of God? The King. And His righteousness. I think that's the most important. Ating pong saliksikin ang gawi ng Diyos. Ang Kanyang katuwiran. At pag ginawa natin yon, then all these things will be added onto us. I hope you had an opportunity to learn today. And I hope that as we continue to delve deeper into the truth of God, we will consider the truth that God has revealed to us. So I'd like to close simply with this. And you will know the truth, sabi sa book of John. And the truth shall set you free. Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to kind of consider the way we view things. Because the danger is we may be confessing that we're Christians, we're believers, but really our views or, Lord God, our ways are conflicted or is conflicting with the truth. Allow us to walk in the truth. Allow us to be guided by the truth and thereby find life. I pray that you bless everyone that has heard this word, and I pray that you would continue to guide us all throughout. Bless the week ahead of us, and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, church, and hope to see you again next Sunday. Have a great week ahead.
That is today's edition of Live Wire. Now, if you want to catch the next episode live and fresh, tune in on our online Sunday services. You can catch us on Facebook at 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. on Sundays, Philippine Standard Time. Or you can also check us out on YouTube, where you can watch that particular episode. Now, we will see you again on the next one. And this Live Wire episode is brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.